it being in my pocket.
The marker board? Or the
visual aids.
Oh, yes. No. I decided to bring my own today. You're a good help, Henry. So we're studying Leonard's book, Get Real, and our... forgot my Bible. There we go. Wow. Can I pass that off for getting old as well? So, Leonard's book, Get Real, we're on chapter 4, which is titled, For Christ's Sake, Be Normal. The chapter is one that that explores approach towards the way you live in your community and your orientation towards living for Christ that intersects with a non-Christian world. And this is where my visual aid is going to come in, where we're going to be talking about an intersection between how we live towards God and how we live towards man. And quite frankly, as you think about just your relationship, there are a lot of things that we as Christians believe and hold to that are going to set us apart from the world. And this chapter, I hope, will help you think through what it is that you are putting into practice that sets you aside, whether they are things that are indeed Christian things, or if you are follow the chapter's title, that they are not normal. And I say that with an asterisk, that already if you follow in Christ, you're going to do things that are not normal in the eyes of the world, but are going to seem very strange. In fact, you're going to seem a little crazy to the world. And there's good reason for that. I have a couple of verses here that I would like to have read. Would somebody read 2 Corinthians 5:13? Sam? Take that one first, then someone take John 10:20, Daniel. And Rachel, you can get Acts 26:24. I think I was pointing at you, Rachel. It's kind of funny. We have Hannah, Rachel, right here. And yeah. So we'll start with 2 Corinthians 5:13.
For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you.
Oh. Leonard takes this verse as a guide for this chapter, that there is a place for being out of our minds or being beside ourselves. But the reason there is for Christ. But if we are of sound mind, it is for you. And here's where the intersection between God and man comes, where there is a normalcy that communicates the gospel as well. This happened in the life of Christ and in the life of Paul. So let's hear John 10:20.
And many of them said, "He has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him?"
Who are they talking about at this point? Yeah. Oh, they were talking about Jesus and His words, his life, his ministry were so countercultural that they thought he was crazy. And the same was said, or similar things were said of Paul, Acts 26:24.
Much learning is greater than
Again, a good example of someone who, just in following after Christ, was described as crazy. So we're going to put a few more indications on the visual aid. That's right. That's right. I can't. No, this is good.
I can see it.
It's perfectly fine from here.
Okay. So here is our board. On this scale, you can see we have four different quadrants. On this, the horizontal, our Godward orientation. There's crazy and not crazy. And then on the horizontal, on the bottom, we have normal and not normal. And we're going to talk about the four different quadrants that this makes. I'm going to start with this one right here, number one. This is the not crazy normal. And I'm going to give you a hint. The verses, the 2 Corinthians 5:13. Listen to it again, and you tell me what it suggests for us. For if we are besides ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. So towards God, what are we to be? We're supposed to be crazy for God. But towards man? Normal. So this is where we're heading. See if I can't write upside down. This is where we're heading. That's going to be the last one that I get to, if I get to it today. So not crazy, but normal. This one, you fit in really well with the world around you. And nobody can tell you're a Christian. It is what Leonard calls nominal. A nominal Christian. I like the quote that he had. He says, if your life falls into this category, you're having no impact on others because there's no evidence of what God can do in your life. You've oriented your life to be so much like the world around you that you've lost sight of your relationship to God. And this becomes primary, the idea that you're wanting to gain man's approval alone and to not gain God's approval. And the decisions that you make are all ones that fit very well in the world around you, but give no indication of the influence of God in your life. Okay, number two. Not crazy and not normal. Let's see if you can imagine what might fit in this box. A crazy cat lady. a crazy cat lady probably would fit well in there. You're not naming names here or anything. Are you saying that's crazy or normal or not normal? Okay. In this case, you don't fit in well with others. And there's no Christian influence. Yeah, so antisocial in extreme ways. This is not the judgment of extrovert or introvert. Remember that being introverted is not outside of normalcy. So introverts and extroverts are not what we're talking about when we talk about antisocial. But some people just seem to not know how to act around other people. They might avoid all contact with other people or not know how to act when in public. Again, I'll just use the word that Leonard uses here, and he says weird. So crazy cat lady might fit in well there.
My brother and I talk, it's like when certain behavior for children is fine, but at a certain age.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's certain ages that just doesn't become appropriate.
Yeah, that's right.
You're older than what I am.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay for Andrew to run up and down the block without his shirt, but it's not okay for Jacob.
Ah. Well, take this with a grain of salt. These are not hard and fast ideas. There's a broad spectrum of a personality that can be expressed, but generally, think of that. So, crazy and not normal. Now, in this case, there is a very clear Christian life that's being lived. Someone who is very different from the world, but and those differences, unfortunately, those differences are expressed in ways that are not normal in the world, or that chooses to emphasize matters that are non-essentials in the Christian life. The example that Leonard uses here, I think, is very appropriate, in that he chose the Amish as an example of this. What do they choose to emphasize? You can tell an Amish person, right? Very easily. They stand out and there's a religious conviction that's their emphasis is on their clothing and the dress, the way they look, and they've rejected all modern, it depends on where you make modern, they reject certain modern technologies, yes, thanks. That witness calls more attention to their otherness, to their otherness rather than to Christ. He didn't. Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Is that a call on them and walk around naked for a while?
Yeah. That will not be happening. I will not be preaching that way anytime soon. Extraordinary calling, I would describe that as. He doesn't interact with that, and I think he's talking to the, in a sense, the normal, not the normal, the, can't remember the word I'm trying to get here in my brain. The prophets would be extraordinary circumstances that would call them into something like that. Let me go on to the fourth and at least just introduce it and so you can get the full picture and hopefully see how it begins to work out in your life. So crazy and not normal. So the crazy is towards God and the normalcy is towards mankind. Here's just another quote from Leonard. He says they work hard at loving their neighbors and being like their neighbors in the non-essentials, so that people can imagine that they too can be followers of Christ in the essentials. So you might think of Christians that have made certain non-essentials to be essentials for the gospel in order to differentiate themselves from the world. And we're very careful here because we are serious about our following after Christ, and we believe that that affects the way we dress, the music we listen to, the books we read. It affects all of that. But is it carried out in a way that makes that non-essential more important than Jesus? And does it make it so that that Christianity is inaccessible? There are other ways that we might do it. We might make out the Christian life to be one of being super spiritual. That to be a Christian, you have to have this super faith. Or you may make out the Christian life as being something where you believe that a Christian has no problems or no pain, and that it's normal for the Christian life to be like Joel Osteen, that it's always health, wealth, and prosperity. And I'd suggest that that's not normal. That's being crazy for God, but it's not the normal Christian life. The normal life has all sorts of problems and all sorts of difficulties that we go through. And a normalcy, in this case, is to live your life in a way that others can see that, yeah, you interact with the very same troubles that they interact with. You have your car is broken down. You get sick. Your family is sick. You have doubts about the Christian faith. These are all things that are part of the Christian life that others feel. Jesus came eating and drinking would be an aspect of consideration here. Now, we would qualify that to say that he did not sin, and so that his eating and drinking was not to gluttony or drunkenness, and yet there was a participation in the world in which they could say that he came eating and drinking. He went to weddings. He went to feasts. He celebrated holy days or holidays. He went to the synagogue and to the temple. He interacted with the men and the women and the children around him. He was not cut off from all of those. It leads you to start to think creatively how you might interact in your own neighborhood, how you might interact. Leonard makes a few suggestions, ones that I've heard from this very group. It could lead to well, actually, he said Super Bowl parties, but I disagree with him on that one. It could lead to neighborhood game day, OSU-OU type of parties that you might have. Annual block parties, dinners with the neighbors. Those becoming opportunities to allow your faith to be seen in a normal neighborhood, neighborly type of way. Well,
going back to those abnormal situations for the prophets, we could say is that they were under abnormal circumstances. So whenever you're under abnormal circumstances, even the one in the not crazy normal category is not going to act normal.
Yeah, and we would say the word I was trying to think was normative. We don't say that those extraordinary circumstances are normative for the Christian life. Just because a prophet, John the Baptist, wore camel skin and ate locusts doesn't mean that thou shalt do the same thing. Yes?
Can we wrap up the that last category there? I couldn't help but think of the testimony that Rosaria Butterfield gives in her books about, we've been really struck by that, just the substantial value of having people who are, I would say, crazy, but normal, you know, here they are inviting her into their home, letting out some of these other things go, some of these maybe some peripheral things, non-essentials, like you said, but being able to cut to the heart of the matter, have her over, interact with her, take it easy. She's converted.
Yeah.
And now is, you know, Saul of Tarsus sort of story here.
Yeah.
In the Christian faith. Yeah, I think, and she testifies that a large part of that came through this kind of thing. So I think that's a really stout example to me.
Yeah.
About how to interact.
Yeah. Yeah, good example, and I know that there's a group that's reading through that book right now, and maybe that's something you've discovered too. Well, I hope this prompts some discussion in your family and in the congregation about being crazy, but normal. Let's close in prayer. Father, we do thank you for the faith that has been given to us. And we want that, we want you to be shown in our lives uppermost. And we pray that that would guide the way we live and how we interact with the world, and that we would be beside ourselves for Christ. And Lord, we know that many of the decisions that we make are going to make us stand out, and that it may even be the case that people will think that we're crazy. But Lord, I pray that those would be some of those opportunities when we might be able to say why, and that it would be in the context of interacting not over the non-essentials, but over the essentials of the Christian faith. Lord, bless our witness in our communities. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, you're dismissed.